Islam in daily life. The following program has been prepared by Dr. Syed Al-Nabi. Islam is a religion which provides guidelines and directions to its followers in all aspects of their lives, and expects that they will follow those guidelines faithfully and vigorously. On morality, Islam exhorts men to virtuous deeds and to lead pious lives. It condemns falsehood, dishonesty, hypocrisy, injustice, cruelty, pride, selfishness, intemperance, lust, sloth, apathy, cowardice, meanness, extravagance, greed, avarice, and violence. It enjoins upon its followers faith and trust in God, repentance, truthfulness, sincerity, honesty, integrity, purity, modesty, self-control, courage, justice, politeness, charity, kindness, benevolence, tolerance, mercy, and to take an active interest in the welfare of mankind. Here are some verses of the Quran telling a Muslim what he should do as a moral being. O ye who believe, be staunch in justice, as witnesses for God, even though it be against yourselves, or your parents, or your kindred, whether the case be of a rich man or a poor man, for God is nearer unto both than you are. So follow not passion, lest you lapse from truth and justice. And if you lapse or fall away, then lo, God is ever informed of what you do. To stand as a witness against one's own close relatives is one of the most difficult things to do in life. The following verse encourages a Muslim to forgive others. And vie with one another for forgiveness from your Lord, and for a paradise as wide as the heavens and the earth, prepared for those who ward off evil. Those who spend of that which God hath given them for the good of others in ease and adversity, those who control their anger and are forgiving toward mankind, God loveth the doers of good to others. The third Quranic verse reads, Whosoever killeth a human being, it shall be as if he had killed all mankind. And whoso saveth the life of one, it shall be as if he had saved the life of all mankind. Here are some more verses guiding a Muslim in his daily life. And come not near unto adultery, totally abstain from its preliminaries and everything likely to lead unto it. Lo, it is an abomination and an evil way. Another verse says, Draw not nigh to lewd things, whether open or concealed. A third verse says, And eat not upon your property among yourselves in vanity, nor seek by it to gain the hearing of the judges, that you may knowingly devour a portion of the property of others wrongfully. In the following verse, a general principle of action is laid down to provide direction in all aspects of a Muslim's practical life. The verse says, The good deed and the evil deed are not alike. Repel evil with good. Then lo, he between whom and thee there was enmity will become as though he was a bosom friend. While going through different activities of life, a Muslim, like any other human being, faces difficulty and is exposed to tragic and unpleasant situations. O you who believed, seek help in patient perseverance and prayer. Lo, God is with the patient. Finally, the Holy Quran says, And say, My Lord, I seek refuge in thee from the incitements of the evil ones. Islam enjoins its followers to decide the problems which confront them with justice, whatever be the consequences. In matters of law, all are equal, and no distinction can be entertained in the administration of justice. Rule of law is supreme, and administration of justice is above everything else. In matters of law and justice, it does not recognize any distinction even between Muslims and non-Muslims. The Holy Quran says, "Verily, Allah commands you to give over the trusts to those entitled to them, and that when you judge between men, you judge with justice. And surely excellent is that with which Allah admonished you. Allah is all-hearing, all-seeing." Islam provides conditions of peace and comfort for all those who may wish to tread the path prescribed by it. Whoever they may be, whatever they may be, and wherever they may be. In whatever position a Muslim places himself, he finds Islam equally useful and beneficial for him, for his neighbors, for people whom he does not know and he has not even heard of, for the employers and the employed, for the rich and the poor. Islam is a religion of action, good morals and ethics, a religion that is very simple and practical. The tenets of Islam lead to culture and progress. Islam integrates the practical and spiritual sides of human nature. It teaches that ceremonial piety is of no consequence. It has within it the seed of regeneration and a wonderful vitality and the capacity to meet the changing phases of human development, which makes Islam appealing to all ages. It has a wonderful vitality to meet and solve all world problems of our time and in the future. Islam is a missionary faith, and Muslims are enjoined to preach their religion and establish the word of God on his land. There are two aspects of the problem, forbidding evil and oppression, and enjoining right and virtue. The Islamic instructions are that there should be no compulsion in religion, and people of other faiths must not be converted to Islam by force, but force can and should be used as the last resort for the banishment of hostility, aggression, and transgression, which are the mainstay of persecution, oppression, and intolerance. And that concludes today's edition of our program, which was prepared by Dr. Syed El Nabi. Islam in daily life.